We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, no.
No?
Sir, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not.
No, it's not fun anymore, not even a little bit.
Just look at that, he hit the fucking ball. That gets a free steak. You having fun yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a blast. Thanks.
Good.
What is up, Big Screen Sports listeners? A little Friday bonus content coming at you. Yesterday, I went on the Rank Kings podcast hosted by my guys, Danny and Ty, to talk about baseball movies. Just a reminder, if anyone ever wants me to talk about baseball movies, I will come on your show. I will talk about them until you basically drag me out kicking and screaming. This was a great time. Really enjoyed chopping it up with those guys. If you don't know, if you're not familiar, the Rank Kings, each episode, Danny and Ty make a top 10 list, bring a guest on to judge who won, and then just kind of chop it up on whatever the topic is. Yesterday's episode was baseball movies, so it was just a real pleasure for me, honestly. Real treat for me to be able to come on, talk about pretty much every baseball movie that matters. I'm not really sure what we left out. Here's a clip of kind of a mashup from a few sections of that episode. The first part of the episode, they're discussing their own list, kind of debating within each other. The second half of the episode, I come on. So here's a little, you know, just a tasting menu, essentially, of what you're going to get if you go listen to the full episode. Highly encourage it. Go subscribe, you know, rate them, leave them a review. You folks know the drill. Help out the rankings. They've got a great show over there. I was very happy that they allowed me to come on and rant about how much Rookie of the Year sucks, how good a movie Sugar is, how good Everybody Wants Some is, you know, that old jazz. So yeah, here's that clip, and then we'll be back on Monday talking Love and Basketball with my guy, Mike Schubert.
Hello, and welcome to the Rankings, a podcast that answers the age-old question, what's the best baseball movie? I'm Danny Weiser. With me, as always, is my co-host and the Rick Wild Thing Vaughn to my Willie Mays Hayes. It's Ty McGowan. So I figured now's as good a time as any to jump into baseball movies. Maybe my favorite genre of movie was so dorky as a kid and thought that Clear the Mechanism was the coolest thing I'd ever seen in a baseball movie.
I still think it's kind of cool.
He just says Clear the Mechanism and just tunes everything else out. And I was like, God, I wish I could do that.
I still think it's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool. It's so pretty cool.
He knows Spider-Man and he knows baseball.
He's our guy.
It's weird. It's so weird.
How is he not your favorite director?
It's like super campy horror for love of the game. The highest grossing comic book movie of all time. And also, we're each going to have three appearances of Kevin Costner on our list. And let's just say it now, because we're not going to rank best baseball actors of all time. Kevin Costner.
He's number one. With a bullet. There's not a close second.
He was born to play a baseball player. The only thing missing from Waterworld is baseball. The only thing missing from that movie.
If Kevin Costner had chunked a baseball, that old man in Waterworld would be a perfect movie.
He's got scraps every, like, why doesn't he have, like, a baseball that he found somewhere,
You'd
right?
think.
Ken Griffey Jr. is the most intimidating sports cameo of all time.
Dude, him and Randy Johnson movie is terrifying.
Man, I don't know. Kids are smart these days. I was playing down in Venezuela, and all of them were speaking Spanish. And they go, well, yeah, they speak Spanish in Venezuela. And he's like, yeah, I know.
This movie is one of the reasons that I hate the Yankees so much. Just their
one of millions of reasons.
One of lots. Like, one of many, many, many reasons, but this added to it.
A few days ago, I said, just a bit outside. Like, I said, all the time. Yeah. No matter what.
But the guy who is just like, it's too high. It's way too high. What do you mean it's too high? Who gives it? It's gone.
There's just something about kids cussing when they're below the age of 10 that's hilarious.
Is this the best sports biopic? I think it might be.
And it doesn't matter how old I get, when he gets his arm taken out of the cast and hits the doctor, and the doctor goes, funky butt loving, I will crack up every single time. I don't care how old I am. And the kids just go, did he say funky butt loving?
Yeah, it's funny every time, man. Maybe that should end. I already wrote down the quote I'm using to end this episode with, but funky butt loving maybe should have been it.
Maybe we'll give that for the trailer.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this for quite a while, multiple weeks. Yeah. List B has Little Big Leagues an honorable mention and Rookie of the Year in their list. Rookie of the Year is a terrible movie.
Oh, whoa,
Kyle!
It is a terrible movie. It is a movie that you can hold great nostalgia for.
You tell me you don't laugh every time he says funky butt loving?
Yeah.
That'll make you laugh every single time.
I laugh at Stern, and I appreciate John Candy. I miss him. Wish we had more. It's really good, Stern. It is not a good movie as an adult. I loved it. I loved it when I was a kid.
Maybe I just haven't seen it in a long time, but I have such fond memories for that.
That movie stinks.
I don't
stinks.
Care how
covered
old
it
I
on
get.
The pod. Covered
whenever
it on the pod.
Whenever the doctor says funky butt loving after getting hit in the face, I will
the
laugh.
The stinky cheese. I actually laugh every time, man.
Listen,
maybe we're just idiots.
Actually,
that's the problem.